Australia again. Police launch manhunt for beer burglar. 1 August 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Ballarat, Australia. Kiwanis News Network reporting. Police in Ballarat have launched a manhunt for a beer burglar who is believed to have broken into the homes of the entire Ballarat Heights football team while they were sleeping, clubbed them over the head, and taken all the money out of their wallets. Detective Sergeant Darrell Plonkerman said he was baffled and dismayed by the extraordinary one-night crime spree in which the beer burglar broke into the homes of 28 members of the Ballarat Heights Gullus Club, in each case bludgeoning them with a blunt object while they slept before making off with their cash. Quote, "What we're most concerned about is the apparently depraved sexual nature of these crimes," unquote, Detective Sergeant Plonkerman said. Quote, "In many cases the victims reported that when they woke up, it felt like someone had shat in their mouths, and in one case, a player woke to find that the beer burglar had stuck his own toothbrush up his ass," unquote. The assaults occurred sometime after 3 a.m., which was when the players left the Ballarat Heights club rooms after a fundraising pie night and pornography screening. Quote, "I'm absolutely spewing," unquote, said Gullus captain Walter Garbo Griffiths. Quote, "I had nearly $200 in my wallet when I went out, and now I've got nothing, and my head feels like I went 15 rounds with Joe Bugner," unquote. Gullus president Phil McCracken said he was distraught to hear of the burglaries and assaults, but said he hoped that the players would be consoled by the fact that the fundraising night had been a success. Quote, "The bar takings were through the roof," unquote, McCracken said. Quote, "Now we'll be able to afford a hot water system for the showers," unquote. Excuse me, again. Police fear the beer burglar may be a copycat inspired by the Bacardi Breezer burglar, who last weekend did pretty much the same thing to the players' wives and girlfriends after a karaoke night at the Mumbler's Arms Hotel. Except instead of a toothbrush, though, he used a carrot. This has been the Reverend Zim for UnNews. Thank you for tolerating it.